Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk about a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 using the commentary of Sforno. We like to try a different commentary each season, Bli Neder. And if we could bring up different aspects, different examples, different people, that would be fantastic as well. According to the explanation and translation of Rabbi Rafael Palkovitz, here we are in 1-7, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion, looking at Nitai Ha'ar Bailey. Nitai Ha'ar Bailey Omer, Nitai of Arbel says, Harchek Mishachem Ra, stay away, distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Don't have bad neighbors. It's so interesting, it's so important to always have good neighbors in your life, like a good neighbor, make sure it's there, instead of State Farm. Make sure to have good neighbors in your life. Choose a good community, choose a good shechuna to live in, choose a good street, a good rechov to live on. And although you can't actually choose your neighbors when you buy a house, you never know who's going to be your neighbor, try to figure out where the good neighbors are. We looked at 34 houses till we found the house that was right for us. We did not know who our immediate neighbors would be, but we knew that there are Jewish neighbors in the block. We actually have a WhatsApp chat for our side of the street. There are about 10 Jewish families on our street going down to the left. There's like 5 families on our street itself. We have 2 families. We have actually a new family moving in who I spoke to for an hour. We met him in person recently outside. Outside our house, we met him in person. And then there's like 2 others around the corner. We have a lot of good neighbors. Our immediate neighbors are not Jewish, but we still know them. But it's important to make good neighbors, to find good neighbors, to find a good neighborhood. Be in a neighborhood that's a chesed neighborhood, that's a mitzvah neighborhood, a Torah neighborhood. Don't live in the middle of your habits just because, unless you're a Chabad Shaliach, and I give major props to them. And if you're in Israel, think about what neighborhood would be good. The whole land is holy and beautiful and spiritual, but a neighborhood that really works for you. If you're not a person that can live in the caravan in the middle of nowhere alone, that's not for you, then find a good neighborhood. If you can't live in a city, find a good suburb, but there's always a place to live. I'm a huge fan of suburbia. Grew up in suburbia. We tried one of the boroughs of a city for a little while. That wasn't for us. Then we moved out to suburbia. Suburbia is wonderful. Wonderful to be able to have a house and a driveway and a backyard. So it's important for everyone to have their right shechuna, but to make sure to stay away from a bad neighbor, have a good neighbor, and to be a good neighbor. Anytime someone needs anything, even it just happened to us last Shabbos, a minute before Shabbos, somebody was struggling, desperate, starving, and they said, anyone, can you help out? So we whipped up whatever we could. We took off from our own chicken, from our own broccoli, our own kugel, and we ran it over to a neighbor and gave it to someone who needed. You need to be a good neighbor also, and I'm not a tzaddik or anything like that, but I know chesed is very important, very near and dear to my heart. We need to be good neighbors. We need to be good people to be around. Do not associate with a wicked person. If there's a wicked person in your midst, try to stay away from them. Try to avoid them. Don't be involved with them. Be involved with good influences. Whatever influences you have, it's going to affect you. Whether it be the music you listen to, it will affect you. The people you associate with will affect you. Avoid toxic people. Avoid people that damage you, that hurt you, whether it be a family member or a friend or an associate or a coworker. If it's someone toxic, do not associate with them. Have the proper boundaries. Have the proper safeguards and make sure to protect yourself. If you wouldn't want to eat something toxic, don't involve yourself in someone who's toxic or something that's toxic. Music can affect you. Books can affect you. What you listen to can affect you. Anything involved in your life can affect you. That's why we switched over to reading Jewish novels. That's why we switched over to doing Jewish music years ago. That's why we switched over to watching. If we need to watch movies, we try to only do it on Hallmark, you know, the G ones, the rated G ones. We try to watch shows that we screen beforehand, and that's why we could switch over to audiobooks that are a Jewish mystery we found from Rabbi Small series. It's not exactly our Ashkafa, but at least it's much cleaner than other ones out there. And there's a whole Yid books I would love to happen, but there's a Yid pod where it's Jewish podcasts, and there's a jewishpodcast.fm, and there's also Yidflix, which is like Netflix for Jewish people. All wonderful associations to associate with good things, not with wicked people, not with wicked influences. Val tesya ish mina paranot. Do not rule out the possibility of retribution. Understand that you will be held accountable for whatever you do in your life. So make sure to associate with good people, to be a good neighbor, involve yourself in good neighbors, and not to realize that you won't ever be affected or hurt. Hashem will always get back to you, and hopefully only for good things. The Sforno points out, distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Not only should you desist from associating with a person who is wicked towards his fellow man, you should also distance yourself from his vicinity, for he is a mu'ud lahazik, a confirmed menace. He will surely harm you. We don't want to be harmed. Make sure to stay away from that. Do not associate with a wicked person, with a sinner. Even if he is a wise man and does not harm his fellow men, still stay away from him. Don't rule out retribution. Do not rule out the possibility you'll be punished along with the wicked one, as occurred with Yehoshaphat and Ahaziah, as the verse says in Divrei HaYamim Bet. Because you joined yourself with Azariah, Hashem will destroy what you, Yehoshaphat, have done. Yehoshaphat was a good king. He did good things, but he made mistakes. He did not go along the right way, and I believe he concurred and joined forces with a wicked king from Yisrael. Yehoshaphat, I believe, was a Melech Yehuda, and this he was held accountable. That was not good. The notes point out, the first part of this Mishnah speaks of a Shachin Ra, a bad neighbor, the second part of a Rasha, a wicked companion. On the basis of these different terms, the Sforno interprets the former admonition as urging one to distance oneself physically from evil individuals, Ra, for one's own safety and security. As for the later admonition, it warns against associating with a wicked person, Rasha, as opposed to Ra, who does not represent a direct threat to one's physical well-being, but rather endangers one's spiritual and moral values. Hence, even though he is a potential chaver, companion, the Mishnah warns against developing a relationship with him. Al tischaver, do not associate with a wicked person. An alliance between a tzaddik, a righteous person, and a rasha, a wicked person, will eventually result in both sharing a common fate, as proven from the allegiance forged between Yehoshaphat, the righteous king of Yehuda, like we said, and Ahaziah, the wicked king of Israel. So make sure to be that good neighbor, to help out in whatever way you can. Yeah, I can give you a pack of sugar. Yeah, I could cook for you. Yeah, you could take clothing. Yeah, you could borrow any book you want, any utensil, anything you need. But make sure not to associate wicked influences with wicked people. Yeah, I'm going to avoid the non-Jewish books. I'm going to avoid the non-Jewish music. I'm going to avoid even non-Jewish podcasts if I can. Looking for the good audiobooks, the Jewish books. I really want to make Jewish audiobooks of Jewish novels. It's like a real idea of mine that I'm reaching out to people trying to do. I'd love to call it Yud Books, which is along with the idea of Yid Flicks and Yid Pod. I actually reached out to the creator of that, seeing if we could do something with that, because I love the Jewish novels, and there should be audiobooks of Jewish novels, a really good mystery suspense thriller from a Jewish perspective. Why not made into a story that you can listen to while you're driving or doing dishes? But we need to have those good influences in our life, and we got to remember that Hashem will get us back, hopefully for good and not for bad. Join us next time as we talk about making yourself not into a lawyer, making yourself not into a judge, and making yourself understand that you have to take in the judgment and understand all the aspects of different people around you here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.